This is the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart of Crystal Lake Tax. And we'd like to humbly let you know that Michael Stewart was recently selected by Wealth and Finance Magazine for Best Retirement Planning in Illinois for 2023. Plus, Crystal Lake Tax was recently chosen by Inc. Magazine for the Inc. 5000 as one of America's fastest-growing private companies. We're honored and proud. Now, here's today's Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart.
If you're looking for financial advice that is not about selling you products, rather having a blueprint that coordinates your investments, taxes, and estate into one plan, all under one roof, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source. Michael is the founder of Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Michael has been a fiduciary financial planner for over 20 years, serving clients across the country on their conservative financial planning needs. Michael is the author of the Amazon book, Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street. So let's head over to the drafting table and get this episode of the Retirement Success Blueprint started.
Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. This show is for you, the listener, making that critical retirement income shift so you can get the most mileage out of your retirement savings. Thanks for listening today. Today, we're going to talk about a lot about stagnation or growth. Now, before we begin talking about stagnation or growth, let me, for those new to the show, provide a quick introduction. Each week, I share different aspects on wealth management. Wealth management is far deeper than just investment management. You see, most people have an investment plan, what we like to call a junk drawer of stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and annuities, but no real plan on how it all fits together. And it's why most people just have an investment person, some broker that just sells them stuff. Oh, they talk about financial planning, but have they actually done it for you, or have they only sold you stuff? At my firm, Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we are wealth managers. What's the difference between an investment broker and a wealth manager? Investment brokers only handle your investments. They meet you once, twice a year, show you a bunch of charts, tell you your money went up or down, and really that's about it. If you need any tax strategies, they say go see your CPA, your tax person. If you got estate planning questions, they tell you go see your estate planning attorney. Folks, this is your life savings we're talking about. Your advisor should be able to provide the lead on all aspects of your financial life. Investments, taxes, estate. We like to consider ourselves the general manager of your financial team, overseeing all the other professionals on investments, taxes, and even the attorneys that provide a plan that addresses all areas of your financial life. Under one roof at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we've got fiduciary financial planners, a CPA, enrolled agent, notary, paralegal, and work with a legal team for estate planning. In fact, as a wealth manager and fiduciary for the last 24 years, I've helped successful savers like you with what are their 5 biggest concerns. Number one, make smart choices with their money, not taking too much risk, just enough to achieve your goals. Most of our clients understand that they've made and saved most of their retirement funds. They just can't afford for it to go away. So we got to make smart choices to make sure our money lasts as long as we do. Mitigating taxes. How do we proactively save taxes over a lifetime? It's perfectly fine to pay what is truly your fair share legally, but you don't have to tip the IRS. Wealth transfer. Transfer to heirs the least cost, least taxes, least fees, least time, and least government involvement. Wealth protection. Protect your assets from unjust and frivolous lawsuits, long-term care, disability. And fifth, maximizing charitable impact. If charitable giving is important to you, we want to maximize that. Now, assisting our clients with most of these 5 concerns is where there's value. Your financial life is more complicated than just your investments. We make sure your money's protected, you get all the income and retirement you need, you're legally paying the least amount of taxes, and you get to leave the legacy that you want. So let's dive into our main topic today, stagnation or growth. So all of us want growth, and we're investing for the long haul. The marathon. What got you here should get you there. Well, at least that's what most of us think. But you need to understand something. No one knows the future. All we have is the past, the present, and unfortunately, the future is still unknown. So investing for retirement is really kind of taking blind faith to a lot of degree. We can all agree on that. Then how does one decide? Maybe we ask our friends. Maybe we ask our family or coworkers. What financial advisors do they use? We may even get an invitation to some educational workshop, right? Somebody's going to buy you a steak at some dinner workshop, see a talk on retirement. The good news is at least you're exploring. But how does one know if it's the right decision? You see, you need to be concerned about stagnation if it does occur. And we'll talk more about that in a little while. And I've got many, many clients that come into our office telling me it's time to start making some changes. In other words, a little bit frustrated on how the progress has been going so far in retirement. And so just recently, someone told me they've been in retirement now for about 8 years and been working with this advisor for about the same time, and they're just not feeling it. And I think some of that's because they just recently heard radio shows. They heard me talk about investing for income, protecting your money, and paying less taxes. And what they basically did is they started looking at their statements, see whether some of the things I'm talking about on the show was actually worthy of paying attention to. See, what they concluded was, I'm sitting here paying a fee, paying my broker 1.5%, plus the investments that I invest in have other fees. I really don't even know if that makes sense. Every financial advisor gets paid no matter what products they propose you in retirement. So it's not necessarily the fee as the issue. It's the fee in absence of value that should be the issue. Now, there was nothing wrong with the advice. Nope. Financial advisor was doing what they thought was in the best interest of the client. Matter of fact, the client even said so. But something just didn't sit well. What it all boils down to, just in the last several years, they still haven't barely recovered, yet they're still taking out withdrawals. So they're basically flat to down in what's been a pretty strong market for the last 5 years. Matter of fact, they're taking out what we call forced withdrawals called required minimum distributions. You see, the federal government makes rules on IRAs and 401ks and different various qualified accounts, retirement accounts, that when you turn 73, or if you're born from 1960 or later, 75, which are the new ages today, you're required to take out a minimum distribution. They call it a required minimum distribution. And I know most of you have been taking out distributions or been forced to, even though you didn't want to. So many are familiar with this. Well, what this couple realized was that when they looked at their statement, they're actually selling shares of their investments, doing it every month to take out what they thought was income. So I talk a lot on the show about every time you take 10 bucks out, you're basically taking out about $7, $8 of your own money, because only about $2 of that or $1 of that's actually coming from interest. You ready for this from real income? And I don't know about you, but that in and of itself just doesn't make sense. In my books, I call it eat the eggs, not the chickens. So many people in the industry have you actually selling shares, pretending like it's income to take money out of your own accounts. Why wouldn't you just generate in the form of interest and dividends? Could be dividends from stocks, could be interest from bonds, whatever it happens to be. Generate the income that you need to take out for your RMD, for your lifestyle. So you're not forced into selling principal. Now, if you're forced distributions, so let's say your broker says, hey, take 4%. Take 4% on your $1 million. That's $40,000 for your RMD. That means basically that most of that money, if you're only earning about 1% in dividends, 30 of the $40,000, you're spending your own money. No wonder people are concerned about running out of money before they run out of life. And the biggest reason why this couple had noticed that portfolio had not regained yet, because believe it or not, if you just look at the past performance, remember, we can look back in order to see what really happens. It's just unfortunately nobody knows what's going to happen in the future. So what they don't want to see is repeat of the next 3 years like they've seen the last 3 years. Really, the markets have, what, two of the last 3 years have been up, four of the last 5 years have been up. Yet they're not seeing that reflected in their performance. They're not seeing that reflected in their distributions. They're kind of running in place. Now, as we all know, markets are basically EKG, right? They go up, they go down, they go up, they go down. But over time, if you're taking market risk, for the last 5 years have been great. But if you take a look and you're where you were 2 years ago, that's not good news. If you go to the doctor, you know, you don't want to see that. But when it comes to investing your money, you don't want to see that either. Market volatility, it's going to change. But are you getting rewarded for the risk you're taking? As a matter of fact, it's like a jagged sawtooth. It kind of goes down some days and it goes up some days. So the couple just felt like they weren't getting enough benefit for not only the 1% fee, because the 1% fee is pretty reasonable, but the amount of risk that they were taking as well. They had quite a bit of assets. They looked at it like, okay, if I'm going to have to surrender my principal every year, or at least down the road, because they're spending through their own money, they listen to the show when they figure out that maybe they don't have to do that anymore. They basically said that 1% fee could be actually coming out to them as the RMD, and they considered doing this on their own. And what they were thinking about doing, but concerned, not about having the knowledge how to migrate the different markets and things that are going on. So they said, how do we get that 4% or so that the government's going to force us to take out, but not be spending principal in the process? So a lot of people just try to guess going through retirement and thinking they can get it right. And sometimes they're lucky enough, they actually may get through retirement. But the question is, when I talked to a lot of people that have went through retirement over the years, they found out that their balances were still decreasing, even though they felt comfortable that they were doing okay. Now, to be honest with you, I knew what the problem was. And so I basically just asked the question like most of you are asking right now. How can you get income in the form of interest and dividends? And why is it different than what you're doing now? Well, it's different as apples and oranges. If you own mutual funds, ETFs, and that's how you're getting through retirement, most of them are probably 60, 70, 80% in stocks. And the rest, they're in bond funds, not necessarily bonds. So the question is, how much income are you getting from those funds? And then what do we say is subtract the fee from that? Because that's all you really have to spend. So what we find in most cases, if somebody's got a 60-40 portfolio, that's 60% in stocks, 40% in bonds, most people are actually only getting about a 2% yield. So on $1 million, that would be about $20,000. Now keep in mind, when I bring up a million, you could have 600,000, you could have a million and a half. I'm just keeping the examples easy for you. But say like an average client, got about $1 million. I'm just using real simple numbers to help to get the point across. But let's say you're getting that 2% from dividends and interest off that 60-40 portfolio. That means on that $1 million, you're only getting 20,000 in interest and dividends. But what if you need 40,000 or 50,000 of supplemental income? Either because you need to spend it or because the government's forcing you to take it out as your required minimum distribution. Where's the extra $30,000 coming from? You got to start selling shares. And by the way, this is prior to me analyzing the portfolio. What they were thinking was they'd be up another 10 grand if they just saved on the fees, where in fact it was the fee that was killing them. It was the fact that they were spending principal and not generating what they needed to take out in the form of cash flow, interest and dividends on their investments. And I said, well, saving a fee can be good though, but more importantly, you need to generate income and cash flow off. And of course, that piqued their interest, and they were able to move forward and said, you know what, that makes a lot more sense, Mike. If I got to take out 4%, if you earn me 5 and any net of fee, I still get to keep 4? That's a win, and I still haven't touched any principal. Now, folks, as usual, because this is a show where in retirement, income is the outcome, I put together what I like to refer to as our Retirement Success Toolkit. Retirement Success Toolkit's got a lot of things in it, because in a year like 2024, you need a lot of things. It's got my latest book, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build the Retirement You Deserve, a companion report titled, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And another report, 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. The Retirement Success Toolkit can be yours free of charge. Simply raise your hand, give us a call, 866-316-0822. No cost, no obligation. We'll even cover the postage. Again, 866-316-0822. Just ask for your Retirement Success Toolkit, or you can go to crystallaketax.com. Love to get that out to you. We'll even cover the postage. Get that critical Retirement Success Toolkit in your hands so you can make educated financial decisions to benefit you and your family. So since we can all agree that none of us know what the future is or where we put our money and what it's going to do, or how you start taking income from your portfolio, unfortunately, the markets can be stagnant. So what do you do? How do you get income off a portfolio when the market's not cooperating? Don't miss those details next, right here on the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. We'll be right back.
This is the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source. If you're preparing to retire in the next 10 years, this message is for you. One of the biggest sources of income may be how you claim your Social Security. That's right, how you claim your benefits.
Reach out to the Retirement Success Blueprint radio show right now for our free report, Understanding and Maximizing Your Social Security Benefits.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822.
For your free report, Understanding and Maximizing Your Social Security Benefits, simply reach out to us here at the Retirement Success Blueprint.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to our program today. And right now, Michael would like to give away 5 free copies of his new book, The Retirement Success Blueprint. How to Build the Retirement You Deserve. In this new book, Michael details retirement considerations that touch on more than just market performance, while sharing why too much investment risk can potentially harm your nest egg. In retirement, income is the outcome, he writes. You don't get a trophy for the fastest one lap. You win by being around for the finish. The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build the Retirement You Deserve by Michael Stewart, can be yours right now. Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial.
Thanks for joining us here on the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And today we're talking about stagnation or growth when it comes to going into the future. You need to be more concerned about stagnation. I don't talk a lot about growth, and the biggest reason why, because if I'm investing our clients only for growth, just like every other financial advisor, then if growth does happen, it makes my job a lot easier. I'm more concerned about stagnant markets, stagnant growth, where the markets kind of go back and forth like a yo-yo, but they really don't go anywhere. That's what you should be concerned about, especially as you get close to and in retirement. Because if you're taking withdrawals, where's that income going to come from when you earn a zero? Or where's that income going to come from in like 2022 when the market's down 20%? If you're just taking 4%, guess what? The balance is going down with it. You're selling shares to go down with it. Earlier, I said, if you don't know the future, which none of us do, and you start taking retirement income from your portfolio and the markets aren't cooperating, the question is, what do you do? How can you invest and still get income and feel comfortable that you'll get through any stagnant markets? So when the markets are going down, or the markets are relatively flat, or we go into a recession, eventually the markets will bounce back. That's not a question. It's how do you pay your bills while you're waiting for the markets to bounce back? So it kind of reminded me of these two trees I have in my home. One of them is a very stagnant growing tree, and the other tree grew leaps and bounds. And I said, wow, I think I may share that with a listening audience on the radio show. You know how it is when you plant a tree, you're hoping it grows to full capacity of whatever that tree can do, so you can use it for shade or whatever the purpose of it was. And this tree, each and every year, gave the appearance that it's going to grow. The leaves were green, you'd see some branches starting to come out and so forth. But each and every year, it's the same routine. That tree may have grown a foot 8 or 10 years. But guess what I'd had to do? I had to take the thing down. It wasn't going to grow. I don't know what happened. I don't know if it stunted or what. And so conversely, the other tree that we planted was a big old maple. And I say big now, but 20 years ago, it was about the same size, about 6 or 8 feet tall. Now it's like 40 feet tall. You've seen all these maple trees. And I think they're one of the nicest looking trees to either have in your yard, or my in-laws have there sitting right next to their driveway. They're huge, bushy type trees. It's always been one of my favorite trees. But this tree really, really grew in 20 years that I had it. It still is today. You may think, well, that's got to do with the radio show, Mike. What's that got to do with it? Well, when you go and plant a tree or you go invest your money, every one of us wants that tree growing. That's one thing to grow. We want it to grow 40 feet high. In this case, meaning your money. But the question is, did you know that the other tree I described was also what I've actually seen in the markets here just in the last few years? I mean, in 2022, when the markets dropped 20-30%, depending on how you were invested, you didn't get any help from the bond market. It actually went down too, along with the stock market, because of rising interest rates. And you'll all remember this inflation jumped 9%, and then even the investments went down almost 20%. Well, that's like a 20-30% loss. I think the S&P 500 in October 22 was down 25%. The NASDAQ was down 35%. Now, let's just say 25% loss on $1 million. That million drops down to 750 through no fault of your own. But that's okay, because the following year in 23, the S&P 500 rallied back 24%. So you just kind of made your money back. It's kind of like that tree. It was stagnant. When you're trying to get income from investments, that's stagnant. When it goes down, it goes back up. But actually, the results are worse. It's not a zero growth when you do the arithmetic. You're actually selling shares in a down market, even during the recovery. You're still selling even when the market goes up if you're not getting it from cash flow. You just sell less shares than you did when the market was down the year before. And I'm just explaining this to you just a 2 year plus time frame. Markets topped out in the fall, early winter of 2021. Markets tanked in 2022. They rallied in 23. We got a decent start to 24. But guess what? to basically trade relatively sideways. A lot of up, a lot of down to go nowhere. Take a look at a little over two and a half year chart. Markets have done nothing. So that means between the peak, S&P's around 5,200-ish today, which is around 2+ years ago. Markets were at 4,800 and some change. S&P's at 5,200 today. Think about that for a minute. It really only climbed about 400 points. But yet you're hoping for growth. You're hoping for that to be your income strategy. Kind of reminds me of that tree that I got in my backyard I finally had to take down. The tree's just not making it. It's not going to grow. So I got to take that tree down and find one that will actually grow, that'll suit the purpose that I originally planted it for. And of course, if you ask a farmer when it comes to growing any kind of crop, they know they've got to plant numbers. They always know that some won't make it and some will. And so when it comes to your investments, you can have a growth strategy and may not still make it because even though you're focused on growth, you actually be very disappointed because that growth over time really might not give you a lot of return each and every year, especially if you start taking out 4 or 5% for income. So keep in mind, most people look at the arithmetic math, and that's what you look at. You look at more the geometric means. That's just a fancy term. Unfortunately, most of you may know about it, but that's just how market returns are generated in itself, which is totally different. In other words, the math works differently when you start taking withdrawals on your money. So if you wanted to know how to prepare for a stagnant or a flat market, or just like I explained, and we're going to elaborate even deeper as we go through this on the show here, why it's so important to be able to prepare for these kind of periods of time, because nobody wants to see their balances diminish and then have to start making changes while things are down. And you don't even know if the change you're making is any better than the one you left. So now I'm going to talk a little bit about total return, TR, equals I plus G. So if you got pen and paper handy, write this down. TR, total return, equals I plus G. I is income, G is growth. Now, if you're driving, just come back, listen to the show at crystallaketax.com in our media section later. When you've got a mutual fund in your portfolio or a bunch of mutual funds in your portfolio, you got two components working for you, believe it or not. When you started contributing to your plans 20, 30, 40 years ago, what works to your advantage is more of the G, the growth component, because during this time for the last 20, 30, 40 years, it should be more in stocks. You see bigger and sharper declines, but you also get compounding of the upside over time. It allows you to be able to buy low and buy more often than not. And when the market's up, you don't overpay for anything. It's what they call dollar cost averaging. And when you are a saver for retirement, that is a great thing. I wished every year was like 2009. Everybody says, oh, remember the market in 08, 09? The market bottomed out at 676, talking about the S&P 500. Think about what it did for the 10 years after that. Now, that wouldn't be good for people that are getting close to retirement. But if you were 10 years away from retirement, you love a market crash. Why? You get to go buy in, back up the truck, and buy in cheaper, and then get all that recovery. If you're going in retirement, you don't want to see that. But it'd be really great for somebody that's younger, if they're in the accumulation phase. Why? Because they're buying a lot more shares at a lower price. But what if you already own those shares because you're closer in retirement? Well, when that market came back, as we know today, 5,200, it more than quadrupled the person's wealth. So it would have been a big benefit back then, focusing more on growth. But when you're in retirement and you go into retirement, you want to focus more on the I, the income, the interest and the dividends, because you don't want to see that market stay down for a significant amount of time. You can't handle 2 or 3 years of negative market if that's where all your income's coming from. Now, folks, before we go to break, as usual, because this is a show where in retirement, income is the outcome, I want to offer you a complimentary retirement success toolkit. There's a whole lot of things going on in 2024. Not only do we have the election, we've got potential recession on the horizon. The Fed's talking about potentially cutting rates up to another 0.75%, even dropping them down as low as 2.5% over the next few years. Folks, they don't talk about that in a great economy. We've got a lot of uncertainty out there. Geopolitically, the world's a mess. So you need to start making smart financial decisions for you and your family. This Retirement Success Toolkit will be a great thing to get you on the scoreboard here. It's got a copy of my recently published book in it, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build the Retirement You Deserve. Two companion reports. First, are you paying too much taxes in retirement? And 11 signs you're working with the wrong advisor. The Retirement Success Toolkit can be yours free of charge. We'll even cover the postage. Simply raise your hand, give us a call, 866-316-0822. Just ask for the Retirement Success Toolkit, 866-316-0822, or go to crystallaketax.com. Love to get out to you. No cost, no obligation. We'll mail it out at our expense. Get this critical Retirement Success Toolkit in your hands today. Have you ever wondered why your advisor doesn't invest for true income like we talk about every week? I'll address that for you right here on the Retirement Success Blueprint, coming up next.
You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source.
Thanks for listening to our show. Our Income First model is a strategy that seeks to focus on income through a diverse portfolio of fixed income and fixed income-like equity positions. To accomplish this, we just avoid mutual funds and we focus on individual income-generating securities that can be customized and managed for your specific investment needs. By being willing to stray away from a short-term benchmark, we can focus on delivering a more secure and reliable year-over-year income stream and opportunistically manage through volatility. To learn more about our income first approach, just reach out to the show today.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com.
Chances are your company-sponsored 401k plan is your single largest investment. But how much do you really know about how yours works? Do you know that if you're 59 and a half or older, you can take control of managing your 401k and roll it into an IRA with more choices? Call Crystal Lake Tax and Financial at 866-316-0822 to learn more. At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we create plans and strategies to help people manage their 401k assets. Because when you transition from the accumulation phase to the distribution phase of your life, it takes a whole different strategy to protect what you've worked so hard for. Your 401k plan helped you get to retirement. Now let Crystal Lake Tax and Financial help you get through retirement. Call 866-316-0822 to schedule a free 401k review or go online to crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com.
Have you missed any of today's Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart? No problem. You can hear all of our shows online anytime 24/7 at crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. Time now for the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial.
Thanks for listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Today, we're talking about stagnation versus growth, and I'm talking about the stock market. And how do you prepare after all the past and present is all we know? It's the future that should be concerning to all of us because we have to invest for the future, and nobody knows exactly what's going to happen. And I did say nobody knows. Have you ever wondered why your advisor doesn't invest for true income? That means in the form of interest and dividends, a bird in the hand. In other words, their focus is more on the interest and the dividend. The answer is, if you look at your statement, that's a clear answer because most of them are just stuck in the rut focusing on growth. They're stock market cheerleaders. Why? Because just like that tree I talked about earlier, that maple tree that grew over 20 years, grew 40 feet, that's what they've seen the markets do in the 80s and the 90s. And actually, that's what also many of you have seen between 2013, 2021. But what they should be concerned about is the other periods of time when the markets don't do well. And so they really don't have an answer, and they still don't today have an answer. And let me tell you, how I know is because when people come in, I ask them to bring in their statements. Just like a doctor, I've got to have an x-ray, or a dentist, right? You got to have an x-ray, kind of see what you're working with. Do I have to be able to look and see how you're invested? Because the first thing you want to do is make sure you're invested for income if that's important to you. If you're getting 5 to 10 years from retirement or you're in retirement, you want to get more mileage out of your money. How do you do that? Have your stocks pay you dividends. Have your bonds pay you real income? Do you have REITs, BDCs, preferreds, other fixed income that's generating 5, 6, 8% yield independent of market growth? And second of all, are you already doing that? Because after all, it's not broken. Why try to fix it? Think about our parents and our grandparents. Compare this to, you know, a lot of brokers out there today. Our parents and grandparents, when we were growing up, what did they tell you? Spend the interest and dividends, don't touch the principal. All of you out there, I can just see you in the radio here. You're nodding your head. Yeah, that's what grandma, grandpa said. That's what my parents said. Don't touch the principal, spend the interest and dividends. When did we get away from that, folks? When Wall Street realized how much more they could charge you in fees, when Wall Street realized that for you to take more growth, all that really meant for you is that if they could grow your money faster, even if it meant taking more risk than you actually need, their fees grow faster. Think about that. Is it in your best interest to take all that risk? Or is it in the advisor who's just trying to grow their fee-based business to take all that risk? See, because if you're in a more conservative portfolio like a lot of our clients, yes, you're still getting like last year, you're still going to get double-digit returns because both stocks and bonds were up, but you were down single digits the year before when the market was down double digits. So you're not digging out of as big of a hole just to get back even, start making money. And if you needed income off your investment, you're still getting interest and dividends, spending cash flow, not selling shares. Now, I share that with you because if you think about it, what's most broker strategy? Buy and hold, stay the course, time in the market. And that's true if you're 20, 30, 40 years old. You should be taking risk. You should be doing that. But when you're knocking on the door of retirement, if you've saved most of what you're going to save, or if you're already in retirement and you need supplemental income, folks, you've got to make that strategic transition from only being invested for growth to being invested for income and growth. Income that covers today's needs organically through interest and dividends, and growth for a rising income over time. Unfortunately, they put the cart before the horse and they invest for growth and then they hope you get income. It's just not the right way, folks. Now, think about that. The ones that make you take too risk, if they're right, good news. I don't like the word if they're right. I don't know about you, but that's not a retirement plan if they're wrong. I like to plan for worst case scenarios and hope for the best, not the other way around. And hopefully you do too. At the end of the day, even though you hire a broker or an advisor, it's still up to you to be able to make sure that you live out the retirement that you want. So that means you have to stay on top of it just like it is. Whenever I have car insurance, homeowner's insurance, about every 2-3 years, I call around and I make sure that the premiums I pay are reasonable. Whereas my company went out and got relaxed, start jacking up the rates on me just because. So I want to start checking around. Well, it's the same way when it comes to our investments. We don't want to outrun our money, and we want to be able to get the income because you deserved it, because you worked for it. You deserve to get the most income, and I couldn't encourage you more to be able to take a look at the information and the stuff that we share here on the radio, because our goal here is to educate you, not to make you a client, because at the end of the day, we've got people we work with, and we want to remain to them. They listen to the show. Some people become clients and others won't. That's okay, but we want you making good, educated decisions. So I'm just sharing with you down the road. You may start feeling uncomfortable and wanting to know if there's a better way. How do I really get income from my portfolio without touching the principal? You see, retirement is all about purpose, and you have to decide what that purpose is. Let me share with you one of the philosophies today. The philosophy today is the research has already been done on mutual funds and ETFs, and it doesn't mean that the quality of those funds are bad. It's just the fact that the quality of those funds can be the best quality there is. But if they're not paying income, then you're just selling quality to get income. Think about it. Who wants to return their money back to them in a shorter period of time than it took to get the money to the point of retirement? I don't know about you. I don't want to do that. I want to give that up. I want to leverage my money. I just want to live off the interest and dividends. But why aren't the advisors doing this today? And the conclusion's simple. It's too hard. It takes a lot of research. Most advisors don't even have the knowledge or bandwidth to even do this kind of research. They're glorified salespeople. And I'm talking about dealing with individual stocks, dealing with individual bonds. In other words, you got to have an equity specialist. I'm talking about an analyst, not a financial advisor or some CFP. They're not specialists. All they're doing is basically putting in a bunch of funds, charging you a fee. But at the end of the day, if you're spending your income from your principal, if they actually have to sell shares of stuff to send you money every month, then regardless of how good the quality of the funds are, you're still spending down the balance of shares that you own to the point where you may say, you know what? Maybe I need a specialist. I need a retirement income specialist, somebody who's got a tax focus. And so that's the reason why we decided to hire stock specialists and bond specialists, CFAs, chartered financial analysts, talking about actual stock and bond specialists. That's all they focus on. I mean, if you think about it for a moment, if you're a doctor, before you can start practicing as a doctor, you actually have to get certifications. But when you enter into your practice, you got to get experience on your side. You got all the knowledge, you got all the expertise. Well, what we're talking about is experienced stock and bond specialists. Somebody that's already been down the road, you can learn a lot over time. And that's what we're looking at. And believe it or not, a lot of the companies have the bandwidth to do that. But they also, and here's the big one, you got to pay quite a bit of money to have these specialists. They're not cheap, six-figure plus people. And you may be thinking, uh-oh, well, that means your firm charges a lot to have these specialists. Not true. We work with a quantity of clients, so we actually keep the cost structure down. The goal is to make sure you get the most income, legally pay the least amount of taxes, and leave the legacy that you deserve. The most income, the least amount of taxes, and leave the legacy that you deserve. That is our clients retiring in the manner that they want to, not sweating is the market going up or down because their income isn't subject to that. And at the end of the day, it's a meaningful life of dignity. That's what gets you a pay raise. That's what gives you a rising income. That's what makes you not tip the IRS. If you're 20, 30, 40 years old, don't listen to anything that I have to say. Throw all your money in an index fund. Close your eyes. Keep throwing more money in. When it goes down, throw even more money in, even though you don't think you got it. Keep doing that. You're going to be rewarded in 20 or 30 years. But if you are 5 or 10 years away from retirement, folks, I asked you earlier in the show to write down TR, total return, equals I plus G. Income in the form of interest and dividends plus G, growth. And here's the thing. Let's say you're retired or about to be. You say, hey, Mike, I got $1 million. I need $40,000 of supplemental income to go with my Social Security pensions and those things. I never want to touch the $1 million. Okay, well, what kind of rate of return do we think we want to have to keep up with inflation? Let's assume a more realistic 3%-ish inflation rate over time. All right, well, if we need four, you got to pay us one, right? We have a 1% advisory fee for households under $2 million. Over $2 million, it goes down thereafter. But let's just keep everybody under $2 million for our conversation. So you want to take out four, you want to pay the advisor one, and we want to keep up with inflation, that's another three. So we need about an 8% annualized return, not any one given year, but over time. So if we can average an 8% rate of return on average over that time frame, that's our total return, our TR equals 8, equals income, the I, plus G, the growth. Well, folks, if we can get from the I, the interest and dividends, let's average 5% just in the form of interest and dividends. Guess what? How much do we need from the G now? Of our 8% total return, we really only need about 3% of it to come from the G. Folks, you don't have to take a tremendous amount of risk to accomplish the things that you're trying to, including getting income off your investments. Even if you're not spending that income, you just wanted that 8% average rate of return for the reasons that we talked about. What if you were reinvesting that 5% in interest and dividends every single year? It's going to grow even faster because in the good years, you're going to get the G, you're going to get the growth when the market goes up and you're reinvesting another 5%. It's not rocket science, folks, but it's what you get when you're in individual securities. It's what you get when you get cash flow from your investments. That's what you invest for. We like to consider your portfolio almost like it's a rental. You can just get rent every month, every quarter. It's going to pay the interest, pay the dividends. You want to collect as much rent as you can while you're hoping for growth. See, therefore, if you have stagnation, if the markets don't cooperate, if the markets stub their toe, guess what? You still get to collect the rent in the form of interest and dividends off your portfolio. You're not worried about getting appraisals every year. You're not worried about what is last month's statement or next month's statement's going to say because the cash flow won't change. That's working with a tax-focused retirement income specialist. So a lot of times, it's the reason why we have a lot of repetition when it comes to certain things that we do very well. We focus on tax-focused retirement income planning, getting income in a tax-efficient manner while still being in the stock market. And most people don't know how to do that. Most brokers don't know how to do that. All they know is to sell you a bunch of ETFs, a bunch of cookie-cutter portfolios. So you've got to elevate your income, your interest, and your dividends. And to do that, most of you that are listening to the show, you're not getting income from your portfolios. Even if you're reinvesting everything, you're probably getting 1.5%, 2% interest and dividends off that portfolio. Our clients on average about a 5% yield, and that's even with half or more of their money in the market. That should be a concern of yours. Why isn't your advisor sharing this with you? So whether you're going into retirement or you're a retiree already that's already in retirement and you want everything to end up well, I would encourage you to take advantage and defy status quo. Don't just sit on your hands and hope for the best. Studies will say today that running out of money before you run out of life is the number one concern of most people. But no wonder everybody's concerned, because I'm here to tell you it's not your fault. It's mainly the fault of the financial industry, the hard mentality advice that financial advisors give. No one in the industry wants to change that philosophy of investing that they've been preaching for the last 30 years. You read many articles online, you hear about it practically in every financial advisor's office. When you go interview them, all that which leads to believe that it's the norm. Then you feel it's so comfortable, you just go ahead, you follow the advice, you take more risk than you need to, even though you know it's going to hurt. So if you think about it, it took you 30 or 40 years to scrimp and save what you have. So assuming you started around 25 years old, you've been saving this money for 30 or 4 years. You took a lot of sacrifices building that nest egg so you could actually retire comfortably and live stress-free someday. I've had many people tell me they would have loved to retire earlier. but it didn't work out because of the markets. You see, you can't control the markets. Nobody can. Markets can control your decisions, though. So you have to ask yourself, do you really think that following the herd is going to preserve your income through retirement to get you through those spending years? Your principal is now being used up faster than it took to build it. See, that's the concern. If it took you 40 years to build it, it's going to take you less than 40 years to go through it if you're engineering income and having to sell shares along the way. And that's the point of the show, to help you minimize spending your principal. In my book, I call it Eat the Eggs, Not the Chickens. It doesn't mean you shouldn't be in the stock market if that makes sense for you. Maybe you're in some dividend-paying stocks. You may still have all the Magnificent Seven and some of the tech stocks and those things, but your core income, the amount of money you need year in, year out, is going to come from interest and dividends from your stocks, your bonds, your preferred, your real estate, your BDCs, whatever it happens to be, it's going to come from. So whether markets are going up or down, you have quite certainly, assuming nobody's going out of business, that you're going to get the income level you need that year so you could weather the storm without having to worry about either I have to take less money out of my portfolio because it's down in value, or I've got to live on a diminished income. So that's probably some of the reasons given why people are concerned about running out of money before they run out of life. Their investment strategies are still very growth-oriented, very risk-oriented. At the time of life, they can't afford for that to be. That's one of the reasons we offer complimentary 15-minute strategy phone calls, so we can answer your questions. Determine, are you spending principal or are you not? Determine, based on where you're at right now, how much income could you get off your portfolio if you needed to today? If you want to get on that 15-minute strategy call, it's no cost, no obligation. We ask you a few questions, where are you at, where are you trying to go, and then see if there's any gaps. 866-316-0822. Just ask for a 15-minute strategy call, complimentary. Find out where you are, where you want to go, and identify any gaps, 866-316-0822. And I'm willing to bet you, and I tell you based on experience, and I even tell you when talking to other people on the phone in these strategy calls, when they call in from the radio, every one of them have got their money invested where they're spending down principal. The money it took them many years to build. You see, your principal's precious. Eat the eggs, not the chickens. It's what's important. It's the income, the new money that you earn on it. That's your income. In other words, you have your principal. Took you a lifetime to build. Now it's time to leverage that money and get income from it and make sure it lasts as long as you do. So in the times you need it most, in your latter years, not only that, but as most of us know, we need to combat inflation, so you gotta have a rising income. You can't combat inflation if your balances are decreasing. So I want you to know right now, there are countless ways to create income from your portfolio. But unfortunately, really to me, there's only two ways that you're gonna get income from your portfolio. You can hear 20 philosophies from 20 different brokers, it really doesn't matter. The one that most commonly used and still being used today is what we call engineering income. Retiree just takes withdrawals from their assets, just takes a certain percentage, hoping that over time it'll build itself back. And if you think about it, a withdrawal, a set amount of income is just that, not income. You call it income, but actually, it's your principal. So folks, before we go to break here, I want to share with you, in light of what we're talking about, because I've got an entire chapter on my book called Eat the Eggs, Not the Chickens. It's our Retirement Success Toolkit. It's got a copy of my recently published book, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build a Retirement You Deserve. Have an entire chapter on Eat the Eggs, Not the Chickens, how to get income off your portfolio in retirement. A companion report, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And another report, 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. You can get the Retirement Success Toolkit, no cost, no obligation. Just got to raise your hand, let us know, and we'll mail it out. We'll even cover the postage. 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or go to crystallaketax.com. Do you wonder what income instruments we're recommending getting up and higher for our client? That is a very common question, and we're going to drill on that more here on the Retirement Success Blueprint. You are listening to Michael Stewart, Fiduciary Financial Planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. We'll be right back.
You're locked on to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source. If you're preparing to retire in the next 10 years, this message is for you. One of the biggest sources of income may be how you claim your Social Security. That's right, how you claim your benefits. Do you know your full retirement age? Do you know how much your benefits may be taxed? Do you understand how to claim on an ex-spouse, or that you even could? For your free, no-obligation Social Security Information Kit,
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822.
Sure, you could spend hours and hours searching around online, only to find some generic calculators that may not factor in inflation, tax implications, your marital status, and hundreds of other variables. If you call or stop into the Social Security office, they, by law, cannot advise you on which claiming strategy is best for you. For your free, no-obligation Social Security information kit, call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Today, we're talking a lot about stagnant markets and growth versus just growth in general. And it's not that growth concerns me. It's more stagnant growth, because stagnant growth are markets that are relatively flat, or maybe they go down, they go up, but you go nowhere, much like the last 2 years. It's a lot of stress because you don't know where your income in retirement is going to come from if the market's not cooperating. So therefore, if you still need income and the markets are flat or down, your balance is dropping, you're spending your own principal, you're selling shares pretending like it's income. It's kind of like returning your own money to you that it took you 40 years to save, which is what most people are actually doing. Let's just use a checking account, right? You got every penny you earned is in your checking account. You just start taking withdrawals. Well, what are you doing? You're drawing down the principal. It's the same thing if you have to sell investments every month, every quarter, just to get income out. It's in that checking account. We just happen to call it a brokerage account or an IRA. You have it in there for growth. So I'm just using an analogy here, trying to get you to understand what I mean by stagnant growth. But you're focusing on growth. Most people, when you were 20, 30, 40, you know, it's all about growing the money. But now you're in the distribution phase. The paychecks are about to stop, or they've already stopped. And now this money has to last to the rest of your life. So matter of fact, your advisor's got your portfolio primarily in growth, which you think's the right place. The problem is, what happens when you get stagnant returns where you don't get any kind of return or even have to take some losses, yet you've got to start taking withdrawals to get income? Well, that's a recipe for running out of money before you run out of life. Nobody wants to do that. So how do you set up your portfolio where it's not necessarily always about the balance changing on you, about spending principal, fluctuating, I'm up, I'm down, I'm up, I'm down. Two steps forward, one step back. The question is, how much income are you already getting from your investments? And is it enough? See, that's the key. So we're going to share with you what income instruments we're recommending to get higher income levels for our clients. And we're focusing more on bond-like instruments. We're not using bond mutual funds or bond ETFs to get the income. We do entire shows on why you want to buy individual bonds instead of bond mutual funds and ETFs. So we're using individual securities. And I know you've heard of them. You've heard of government bonds. People bought them for many, many years. They kind of got their focus off of the income instruments in retirement because rates used to be so low. There were some things that if you talk to a person that retired 20 or 30 years ago, they used to invest in these instruments to get them income, or just even CDs, just so by accident happened to be paying enough yield to get them through retirement 20, 30 years ago when rates were higher. So you see, all those things are great whenever interest rates are high enough to where you can get a better yield, meaning more income, on a percentage of what you're earning off your money. But see, today, you need to focus on what instruments are going to keep paying you income in the long haul. You see, you want to match long-term liabilities like a retirement with long-term investments. So sure, you could go get 5% in a CD short-term right now, but the problem is when the Fed starts cutting rates later this year and over the next few years, those rates are going to renew lower. So we want to lock up these 5, 6% interest rates while we still can. So we use passive income like individual bonds and bond-like instruments. And not that any of these are more of a contractual approach. They're conservative, and the best time to get in them is today, because many of them are discounted because the Fed had raised interest rates so much in the past few years. So you get to buy these bonds at a discount. It's a little bit easier getting income today. A lot of people come in and say, I've heard you don't buy bonds. And I said, well, a couple of years ago, that might have been true. But sometimes we'll want to continue to keep that in our back of our mind. So what's happened is, since the Fed raised interest rates, it lowered bond prices. So we can actually go buy a good quality investment grade bond paying 5% for 90 cents on the dollar. When it matures in a few years, we get the dollar back and we get the 5% on the dollar the entire time. So think about that. That is a reason why you want the individual securities. So if you're going to get your money back, that kind of sounds pretty good. It's just more volatile on paper. So you just got to have the patience. You'll just wait and get your money back. In the meantime, you get all the interest and you're not spending any principal. That is a contractual obligation between you, a company with that bond. And so it's not necessarily growth that you should be concerned about because we hope for growth, but it doesn't mean you're always going to be getting growth, even when you're prepared for growth. And that's the biggest issue when people have too much money in the market when they're retired. I talked about earlier about planting two trees. One tree became stagnant. The other tree grew exactly the way it was supposed to. And that's what I'm talking about here. Not all investments are designed for growth. Some are just designed for income, to be a little bit more conservative, but be a little bit more stable for you as well. So it's causing economic data right now. The market's going up. Things are trading a little bit sideways here. And the good news is if interest rates come down, markets could go up in the long run. In the short term, everybody's going to say, well, why are they cutting interest rates? What's wrong with the economy? But in the long run, that is to stimulate the economy. So we want to be aware of that. You also got to be aware of just what's going on geopolitically right now. Is now the best time to actually take some risk between the election, between the geopolitical stuff, between inflation being sticky where it's at? We've got unemployment starting to tick up a little bit. There's just a lot of concerns that are out there. And there's going to be a time to really jump on the risk bandwagon, but not with the money that you need for income. We want to make sure that if you need income off your portfolio, you're not going to be aggressively spending down principal. Some of the other instruments and the bond-like instruments that we will use over time, we will use the individual U.S. bonds. We know exactly what the maturity is. We know what the credit quality of the issuer, the company is. We know the exact yield, so the amount of interest rate you're going to get. And once again, as a maturity, we know exactly when you're going to get your money back to, assuming no default. We'll also indicate, use things like preferreds. They're called preferred stock for accounting reasons, but they're really kind of bond substitutes. They go out longer on the maturity date, but really the goal of those is to get about a 6% income stream. And they're from investment grade companies, so you're taking comparable credit risk, but getting a little bit extra yield than you could off of their bonds. Pair that with some public traded real estate. We don't really care for office and retail right now, but we do really like healthcare, like hospitals, immediate care centers. We like million square foot distribution centers. We like data centers. And those right now are yielding around 7.5% on average. And include some business development companies, some private lenders out there, some private equity. And you've got things in the fixed income, the bond-like instruments in your portfolio that are generating 5, 6, 7, 8% dividends and interest. Folks, there are ways for you to get income off your portfolio. You just got to know how. And I want to close with this. Most people have an investment plan, what we call a junk drawer of stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities, but they don't have a real plan on how this stuff fits together. And it's why most people just have a broker that sells them stuff. And they talk about financial planning, but what I would ask you is, have they really done it for you? Or have they only sold you stuff? At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we are wealth managers. The difference between an investment broker and a wealth manager, investment brokers just handle your investments. You have tax questions, they can't answer them. You have estate planning questions, they can't answer them. At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, under one roof, we believe this is your life savings we're talking about. Your advisor, who you're paying a fee to, should be able to provide the lead on all aspects of your financial life, investments, taxes, and estate. We consider ourselves the general manager of your financial team. We're here to make you have smart choices with your money. Make sure you got the income you need in retirement, proactively minimize the amount of taxes over your lifetime, and leave the legacy that you want. If that's you, give us a call, 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Thank you for joining us this week on the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. If you enjoyed the show, tell a friend. If you know someone that could use conservative, tax-focused financial planning advice, don't keep us a secret. You can always get more information at crystallaketax.com. Until next week, be safe, be humble, and never settle for anything less than you deserve.
That's all the time we have for today. To speak with Michael off the air, call 866-316-0822. And for more information about how to make the switch to retirement income, visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Michael will be back again next week at this same time for another Retirement Success Blueprint.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. Crystal Lake Tax and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are not associated entities. Crystal Lake Tax is a franchisee of Retirement Income Source, LLC. Retirement Income Source, LLC and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are associated entities.